الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba Online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In today's talk, brothers, I want to address 5 issues. So inshallah, 5 minutes or so on each topic. Our first topic, brothers, is we all are aware, inshallah, Tuesday night is the auspicious night of Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at, Laylatul Bara'a. From now till then, what should we be doing? The first thing we should do is beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, in these few days of Ramadan that are left, of Sha'ban rather that are left, Ya Allah, grant us barakah and blessing. So what is the meaning of barakah? Barakah means al-ashya'ul qaleela wal-manafi'ul kathira. The time might be limited, but the blessing of Almighty Allah is unlimited. So Ya Allah, let us do those actions that will help us here in this world and in the year after. Second dua, we should read this first dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Second dua we should read and learn, my brothers, sisters, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, protect me, save me for Ramadan. No illness, no hijacking, no mishap. Wa sallim Ramadan ali. Oh Allah, protect Ramadan for me, so that we don't have controversy, unnecessary disputes and arguments. وَسَلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, whatever I do and perform during the month of Ramadan, you accept it in your divine court. The hadith is mentioned in Tabarani and Kanzul Ummal. So we should try our level best to by heart and memorize these duas and teach others. Then inshallah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 13th, 14th, 15th, it is sunnah to keep the fast. We practice on one sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran Sharif teaches us, Fattabi'uni, emulate me, imitate me, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Today we want to become the beloved of people. Ya Allah is saying, follow Habibullah and you become the beloved of Allah Himself. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you your sins. So 13, 14, 15, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, inshallah. Then Tuesday night, what happens, my brothers? From sunset onwards, right through, open Mishkat Sharif and Ibn Majah, various compilations, Musnad Ahmad, you will find Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said wahi revelation to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make this announcement. Allah hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfir lahu. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness and I will forgive you? Allah hal min mustarziqin fa arzuq lahu. Is there anybody who wants risk and sustenance and provision and I will give it to you, O Muslim? O person, ask me, ask Allah. Allah hal min mubtalan fa uafi.
Is there any person with problems? You are sick, you have debts, you have so many problems. We all are in the same boat. So Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that Ya Allah, this ummah is in so many problems. We are in so many problems. So the whole night basically is there for us to beg and beseech Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There's two provisos and conditions, my brothers. Number one, the person begging, beseeching Allah must be a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we all got Iman and we are Muslim, we have Islam. But the second issue, that is the burning point, my brothers. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on that auspicious night of 15 Shaban, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكِ أَوْ مُشَاهِدِ. It's authentic hadith. For the ulama and the brothers who know Arabic, here's the full reference. Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, in his encyclopedia, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, the encyclopedia of the authentic ahadith which he authenticated, volume 3, hadith number 1144, he has a wonderful academic discussion there. So he has said that this hadith is authentic. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will not forgive the non-Muslim or mushahid. People who have that malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. Here we are 100, 500, 1000, whatever we are now in the masjid. How many of us are not even speaking to one another? Even to say assalamu alaikum is such a huge problem, my brothers. Now look at the ramifications, the consequences of this. Sometime it is our own family, brothers. I'm not speaking to my brother, I'm not speaking to my sister, because when my father passed away or mother passed away, there was a big controversy issue regarding the inheritance. I'm speaking, I'm just giving examples. So my brothers, remember, look at what Quran says. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22, 23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority and power and influence, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mayhem, mischief, chaos on this earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you severed the family ties. He can go fly a kite, he can go to hell, just because I have millions and billions. Now when we adopt this attitude, what's Quran, my brothers? Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah curses them. Imagine if we curse by Allah. For asummahum, Allah makes them spiritually deaf. Wa a'ma absarahum, spiritually blind. So what is left? So my brothers, all our siyam, fasting in Ramadan, our qiyam, our taraweeh, our tilawat, our khairat, our sadaqat, everything is thrown back in our face. Did I say so? Nay. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, open Mishkat Sharif, utrukhuma. This person and that person, these two parties who are not speaking to one another, not even making salam, leave their good actions in abeyance one side, hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. So therefore I beg you, humbly I beseech you, my brother, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraq se. We don't need enemies from outside. We have become our own enemies. Learn the Quranic dua. Surah 59 verse 10. Every one of us should know this dua. Surah 59, Surah Hashr verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away prior to us, before us with Iman. So we made dua for the marhumin. Now for those of us who are alive, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place that rancor, malice in our heart, Ya Allah. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, that I don't have that malice, rancor, hatred for the people of Iman. Ya Allah, you are the one who is very compassionate, very merciful. So there's the proviso, there's the condition. Allah will accept everything. So that is first part. Second part, Allah Jalla Wala gives virtue, merit to any place He wants to. First is Makkah Mukarramah, then Madinah Munawwara, then Masjidul Aqsa. Allah Jalla Wala during the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Arafat, the most superior days. Regarding the nights, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The greatest, most auspicious night, Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. The second greatest night of our Islamic calendar is Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Ibn Majah, and all of them, they have brought a special chapter on this. So my brothers, it is the night of Tawbah. What is Tawbah, brothers? Understand what we mean when we say Tawbah. We think we are so pious, people think we are pious. Allah says no. Surah 24 verse 31. Surah 24 verse 31. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you, you must make tawbah. It's a commandment, injunction, instruction from Allah. No exemptions, no exceptions. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O you believers. The iman must motivate, inspire us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you are successful, so that you are prosperous. First thing of tawbah, my brothers. We are in Durban. Look at your weather. Look at our country. Look at the comfort zone we live in. Now as I speak to you, how many hundred places Jummah Salat is going on? Could just compare ourselves with other countries, Muslim countries. How many problems they have? So the first thing, An-Nazru, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, the sage of the age, the Wali of Allah, was asked, tell us about Tawbah. He said, An-Nazru ila ala illah. Look at the bounties and the favors of Allah that are showering more than the droplets of rain. And look at ourselves. Wa taqsiru fi nafsik. Look at what I am doing. Ya Allah, mujhe afsos hai. Ya Allah, mujhe nadamat hai. Ya Allah, I feel ashamed and disgraced. You gave me so much. And every moment, every day, I broke your laws. I violated everything. My eyes all day I see wrong. My ears every day I'm listening to something wrong. My tongue I'm abusing it. Private part, parking here, wrong places. What we doing, brother? So remember, people phone me, you can't believe if I just tell you what happened in these 2-3 days. Today, this morning, I'm in a masjid. A person phoned me, he said, you heard what happened to our imam? I said, what happened? He say, Imam Sahib performed salat, he was going up, right in the masjid complex, somebody came and just stepped him and he wanted to kill the person. The Imam is fighting for his life there in Pretoria. This is South Africa, brothers. See what's happening. So always make peace with Allah. Have that of source. Ya Allah, when we stand in front of the judge or magistrate, we ask, they'll ask you any mitigating circumstances. We must say, Ya Allah, I am guilty. No mitigating circumstances. So first thing, admit that guilt. That is first step. Second step of Tawbah, my brothers. We all have shortcomings. So someone in drugs, someone in fornication, someone in alcohol, someone in riba, in interest, someone boyfriend, girlfriend, you youngsters. Buzzy, whole day, even in a masjid, buzzy. So brothers, we must remember, now immediately, we have to detach ourselves from the vices we are involved in. That is condition number two. Condition number one, the inner feeling of remorse and regret. Condition number two, to cut off ourselves, to sever ourselves, to detach ourselves from the vices we involve in. Then we go in the right direction. Condition number three, my brothers, for Tawbah. All these rights of Allah, from the time I became baligh and mature, till now, how many Fajr Salat I missed? How many Asr Salat I missed? That's the Salat we miss the most. And all the other Salats. So the Qadha, my brothers. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْأَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ As-salat. First thing Allah will question us on the day of justice, hadith in Tirmidhi, is salat. So think about it. With family ties, silatul rahim, family ties. Salat is called salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link and the connection and the nexus between the slave, servant and Allah. I can never come near Allah without salat. So therefore today in this masjid, you make the promise, my dear brother, Allah, whether I'm on the plane, on the train, safar mein, hadar mein, whether I am traveling or in my hometown, I will never miss another salah. And from the time I became baligh till now, I will make all my qaza. Salat, siyam, how many fasts we have missed? Zakat, so much uplang, so much uplang. You know. Did we include it in our zakat? If I tell you today what happened, I won't mention the place. See, brothers, Allah make hifazat, we don't know what will happen. A janazah took place. I won't take the place name. The person's face, South Africa, the person's face changed completely. So people used to say, but she, it was a female, she used to read so much salat, give so much charity. So how come? Then they buried her, Salatul Janazah. But everybody witnessed something is not right. So when they started probing and finding out, they said that this lady used to go and collect money here, collect money here, collect money here, telling people, I need zakat, I need this, I need this. But she was hoarding all the time, zakat was compulsory upon her. But the way she created the perception, she's so pious and so forth. And she was hoarding all that wealth. Allah made it an ibrat, a lesson. Her whole face changed when she just buried, when she just, after ghusl, kafan, everything. Everybody witnessed. See, brothers, did we think about this? Ya Allah, at the time of death, give us a respectful death. Do we think of these things? Tomorrow is Sakarat. Do we know why it's called Sakarat? You see the person here outside, he takes his alcohol, wine, dine and swine, Allah forbid. He walks crooked, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. When he loses control, he drives straight into the tree. That is why it's called Sakarat. So when we are going in that kashmakash, in Urdu we say, now the ruh has to be extracted, so we're going into Sakarat, what is going to be our halat? Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, help us at that time. That the pain, the pains and pangs of death, we still read kalima and we come to you. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaqafi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come and meet you. That is what this big night is all about. This is what Ramadan is all about. So ask. So understand what is Tawbah. So we have to fulfill the obligations of Creator. Number four, obligations of human being. I just translated the khutbah now in Makkah. Sheikh Khalid Al-Ghamidi. Whole khutbah. All about deaths. They say, brothers, we stay in Makkah. We stay in the Holy Land. But our crooked deals. The person who is giving the debt, when the person doesn't pay, is charging interest one way. Kullu qardin jarra manfa'atan fawariba. When you keep on charging that person the extra amount, then that is riba and interest. You're waging war against Allah. And you, the person who's a debtor, you have the means to pay. Why don't you pay? Matlul ghani zulmun, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So settle your debts as far as possible immediately. So just delaying, delaying. Remember, this is a capitalistic system. It's not Islam. So that is oppression. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'athami wal-maghram. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from ma'atham, from all the places of vices and evil. I seek your protection from all types of debt. Lead a simple life, a sin-free life, a debt-free life. We won't have problems. But we have to show people. Maru koro chuna. Today my nephew is getting married. If I don't go with my latest model mug, maru koro chuna. What will the people say? It's a Toyota pe go abhi hai. He came with his Toyota and listen and all this type of thing. Majin nakkapi one day. My nose will be cut. Do we really believe that people will give us izzat and honor? وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Izzat, honor, dignity is never by people. It's always from Allah. It's always from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand? We have the wrong end of the miswak, my brothers. Don't think people will give us izzat. Allah will give that izzat. So number four, our interaction with people, our debts. We are building masajid, we are building madrasas, but we're not settling our debts. The person who gave the supreme sacrifice in the court, in the battlefield, Allah's verdict, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ. You made the supreme sacrifice, but your debts are outstanding, you're not forgiven in my court. Think about it seriously. Where are you? Fourth one, brothers, you need to be a genius like Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anh. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالدَّيْنِ أَوْ أُمَّا. Stay away from debts. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَهُ هَمُّونَ. The beginning of debts is worry, stress. You see, cardiac arrest, and what today? And so many debts. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَهُ هَمُّونَ وَآخِرُ حَرْبُونَ. And the ending of it, you want to start wars. You see all these wars going on. They'll put you into debt and then wage war against you. That's what they do. That's how they operate. The fourth one, brothers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. اے ایمان والو, یہ تو عاشقانہ خطاب ہے. 89 times Allah addressed us. And Allah said, oh you with iman, turn to Allah, tawbatan nasuha. The person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, and asked him, I know tawbah, what is nasuha? He said, when you went to your she camel, you went to your cow, and you extracted the milk, did you see the milk going back inside the udders of the cow? He said, no. He said, that is tawbatan nasuha. So when we say tonight, we say tomorrow, 15th night of Shaaban and Ramadan, Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. It means we must have that firm resolve. We're not going back to the evil and devilish lifestyle. That is tawbah and nasuha. Allah give us tawfiq. Ramadan will come, brothers. Inshallah, 16th of May, that evening, Wednesday night, will usher in the beautiful, wonderful month of Ramadan. What is Ramadan, brothers? Tahreequz dhunub. It is to incinerate and burn our sins. Second one, it is a display of our love for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The true believers, the pakka, satcha, musulman, mu'min are those who are madly, intensely in love with Allah. Allah has angels, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have passion, desire. Allah has shayateen, whole day they busy in vices. Human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Take this month, remove the satanic qualities, infuse within yourself the angelic qualities. Imagine. But the difference is, we will surpass the rank and status of the angels also, because the angels don't have the capacity to commit vices. We can do vice, but for the love of Allah, hot summer's day, the juice is there, the water is there, the cold drink is there. Ya Allah, I will not touch it. I love you too much, Ya Allah. So that is the lesson. So morning time, suhoor time. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. Make this Ramadan special, 1439. Not only khajur iftar time, khajur even sehri time. I want to revive the sunnah of the Master alayhi salam. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. The best sehri is the dates. Second one, Quran says two places. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. Sehri time, my brother, speak to Allah. Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, was offered the kingdom of a country. He said, keep your kingdom. When I speak to my Allah, my sehri time, tahajjud time, I get more lazza and pleasure in speaking to my Allah than compared to your kingdom. That is what we are about. Go in sajda sehri time, my brother. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Hadith authentic in Sahih Muslim. Speak to Allah in any language at suhoor time and tell me if your dua is not accepted. Go into the sajda sehri time. You got debt, you want to go Makkah, you want to go Medina, you want to see our daughters, our children get married, good spouses, everything. So Allah says, Manna. Every day you got so much money, my brothers, most of us. I got, you got. Put the smile on someone's face for the love of Allah. That is what our deen is. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Just go outside and see. These people will make you salam 5 times. They'll say, this is Sulman. Boza, give me. You know, they make like this, and you'll think in Sakara just now. They'll go. But when you give them with 2 hands, they take. And how much we give? I give now 1 rand, 2 rand, whatever. He made 2 times, 3 times like this. So I told wife, I said, Nari keto shukar karete. But me and you, insan, Allah gave us so much, Ya Allah, we'll fix up afterwards. That is the difference. So brothers, make Ramadan special. Every day, inshallah, we put a smile on someone's face. Non-zakat. Zakat is compulsory. Till then, I'm speaking of voluntary charity. Then tilawat of Quran. Every one of us, my brothers, fasting is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, study. We know all cricket scores, and this year World Cup is coming. Another big musibat. The old Kala also. But it's the own goal Kala. Kala, what she knows, they're heading this side or heading in the own goal. They say, okay, ball went inside, the goal take you. You understood? So, there's big shaitans, all these things. You see, how many hours you spent watching cricket? Then they were busy sandpapering. You said that these guys are shaitan. But who's the bigger shaitan, me or he, who wasted so many hours? Think, how much of our life we wasting? وقت طلوع دیکھا وقت غروب دیکھا اب فکر آخرت ہے دنیا کو خوب دیکھا. We saw the rise and fall of so many people. We went to so many countries. We visited so many places. Now start making fikr of akhirat. Tomorrow I have to go to my Allah. Allah is giving us 15 Shaban. Allah is giving us this Ramadan. So do something, my brothers. Last point I want to raise, my brothers, is, see, Allah is warning me and you about 2 actions. And me and you must understand the ramifications and consequences. You know, I speak on various radios. Husband, wife, the argument. Husband, tell the wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. So the wife today, you think, Mairi Chuprani, you think this wife will keep quiet? She say, which highway? The toll road or the alternate route? A democratic government today, you see? So, but if Allah tells us that, go read Surah 25, verse 77, the last verse of Surah 25, the criterion, the last verse. Allah is telling me and you, brothers, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. مجھے کوئی پرواہ نہیں تمہارے اگر تم نے دعا نہیں کی. You want to show me you independent? You want to show me you self-sufficient? I will teach you such a lesson you will never forget. So I have $1 billion, Zimbabwe dollars or US dollars. In front of Allah, I'm a pauper, I'm a beggar. Raise our hands, my brothers. Look at the usloob, the method of the Quran. 183, 184, 185, Surah 2, Ramadan, everything about Ramadan. Verse 187, everything of Ramadan. In between, Surah 2, verse 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about me, tell them I'm very, very near. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I will respond to your du'as, but you must ask me. So brothers, month of Ramadan is shahrud du'a, the month of begging, beseeching, asking Allah. So du'an. Next one, brothers. If we don't read Quran, Allah gave us a constitution. And we said, Allah, I'm wasting my time. You know, today our people, how they speak. I'm wasting my time, I don't understand. This is all shaitan waswasa, whispering of shaitan. So Allah says, pay attention, last thing I'm finished. وَمَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Whosoever turns away from my kalam, my speech, my reminder, my Quran, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. I will make your worldly life miserable and wretched for you. You see the worries we got. We got the smartest cars, smartest houses, but when they take me there, everyone is crying. Chain, nay, we all fight. وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And then on the day of justice, we wake up blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, why am I blind in the world? I never required specs or contact lenses, nothing. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. When I gave you my verses, you abandoned it and neglected it. Today, get out. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. You also neglected. You also abandoned. Do we want that? So brothers, I beg you, make dua for us, our beautiful country. Make dua for Gaza, Palestine. Make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. Make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Make dua for Bilad al-Sham, Syria. Make dua for the whole world. The whole world at least wants our duas. If Ramadan is coming, auspicious night is coming, read Quran Sharif, do good deeds. In that way, inshallah, the mercy of Allah. People ask me when I travel here, and you see, how come you chaps are so lucky? South Africa. No war there, you have wonderful weather there, you don't have all the tsunamis. I said, see, that only Allah knows. But superficially, the only one thing I know is our people in South Africa, they give lot of charity. Sometimes unda danda also they make, but they give lot of charity also. So that it repels everything. So that is what we're asking you. We continue with the good deeds. Allah Jalla wa Ala spare us for Ramadan. Grant our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. All those who are ill and sick, Shifa'i Kamil. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. Make our khatima on Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.